Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, Kenny, the Buckeyes, now the national champions, and to the victors go the spoils, Kenny, as they are doing the media junket. You're seeing Ryan Day, you're seeing Will Howard and others do as much media as humanly possible following the national championship. When are they going to be able to actually get back to their studies? That's the question I have. You're student-athletes. Start to act
Jack
like
Sawyer's going to walk back into a classroom? I wouldn't if I were him.
You do wonder.
You're ready for the draft.
You do wonder about like
we'll
how...
get perfect attendance then.
That school ain't going anywhere.
How many of those guys... like it was famous when Aaron Kraft was in the NCAA tournament and then they would show him actually doing his homework, like in between
games.
That's
why he's a doctor. Yeah, he wasn't going to the NBA. Jack Sawyer going to the NFL. Hell, you got people talking about Will Howard. I mean, Will... well, he's going to shoot up that draft. Excuse me, I got hillbilly there. He's going to shoot up that draft board, Tone. You better be ready to talk about Will Howard.
I am.
To some level.
Meanwhile, Will Howard is ready to talk about what transpired after the game. When Ryan Day, well, there was a little shockwave to his system as he was riding a golf cart. And the individual driving that golf cart, well, took it right into a wall.
Dude, that was so funny. So I felt so bad for the poor girl. She was like ripping through people on the field and just yelling, move, 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 honking at people. And then all of a sudden we get to this corner and she like almost gets close to the wall and then she starts reversing and then she put it back, you know, in drive and just crashed into the wall.
Yeah,
and we're like, none of us were like, I think I might have my head down at my phone. And Coach Day, I don't know what happened, but I think his neck like got like messed up. And, like, I don't know if he's, you know, he looked like he was shaking up for a second, but I hope he's doing all right now.
It's okay, it's okay.
That audio of Will Howard was on the Pat McAfee Show. So we watched it and it looked like Ryan Day was not too thrilled. You think he's a little sore?
He's in a little bit of pain.
Kenny, how annoying would that be? All you want to do is finally, you know, stick the birds up to everybody. Let everybody know that he deserves an apology. And is maybe a little rough getting out of bed today.
Well, I didn't know she was hot-dogging it before. See, that adds a little bit to the story. Like honking at people, telling them to move and things like that.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of power when you have the golf cart. The person that possesses the golf cart has the power. They get to rule the roost.
You ever get a golf cart ride to a place at an event?
Oh, yeah.
You feel like the King of England. I got a golf cart ride during Hall of Fame weekend. And I was like, look at you peasants.
Yeah, everybody else walking.
And then we picked up Flava Flav. And then I really were calling people peasants.
Oh, hell
yeah. Me and Flava Flav on a golf cart.
Did you guys talk?
I did. I turned around because like, I'm sitting there going, there's no way. And I go, who else is wearing a giant clock around their neck, Ken? And I turn around and go, you're him, aren't you? And he's like, I am. It's nice to meet you. And I was like, hey, I'm a radio show host here, man. I just want to say it's really cool to meet you, man. He's a really nice guy.
Did you
big Jim Brown fan. That's why he was there.
Oh, that's cool.
He was at the Jim Brown Memorial.
Did you happen to ask him what it would be like on a tour bus of a rapper?
I never asked him that. We had a polite conversation for a few minutes. My buddy Jim McChris, that's how I got the golf cart. My buddy Jim from down in Canton, it's like, I'll swing around, I'll pick you up. And then we picked up Flava Flav. It was a fun time. Yeah, I don't blame him. But I couldn't imagine if Jim would have wrecked the cart, and then I would have.
Oh, yeah.
Because in my head, I would have been having to put my tail between my legs because of what I already thought about the peasants having to walk to all these events. Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Ryan Day probably felt the same way, probably felt embarrassed.
Meanwhile, your Cleveland Cavaliers, and we'll have more on Ohio State coming up, 6:40. Cavaliers,
hell yeah,
36-6. Kenny, every time I look at the record, it's just more and more improbable, more and more staggering every time I look. But you know who else has been just in such a positive way, a big surprise? That would be Darius Garland, who on many nights this year, he's been the best Cavalier. And he has been one of the top point guards in the NBA. He's chasing down a 50-40-90 season. 50 from the field, 40 from three, 90 from the free throw line. That space is reserved for all-time great shooters in this league, and it is absolutely a conversation halfway through the year if he can do it. But how was it going last offseason when there were all sorts of trade rumors, Kenny, and feelings about whether or not the Cavs should maybe move some pieces and parts, maybe move Darius Garland? Well, on the Draymond Green podcast, he talked about a very crucial conversation he had with Donovan Mitchell.
He knew that I was pretty upset about last year and not having the performance that I wanted and what he wanted, and as like a team perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just sat down and talked, and we just really explained to each other, like, this is what we're going to have to do to win. This is what we're going to have to do to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and to the finals. And yeah, it was like a grown man conversation. Just really sat down and just unfolded everything. That's probably like the first grown man conversation I had in the league so far.
And it seems like whatever he did this offseason obviously helps that he's healthy. Certainly the way he plays, there is a confidence right now.
That's
his
awesome.
His floater's automatic. His three-point shot is just, it's surgical right now.
That's awesome that went down, because we remember we talked to Jason, and there were some rumors in the dressing room about how some guys were upset that he didn't take things as deeply as maybe they thought he should. Some of the veterans were a little bit upset that he didn't take things as seriously as he should have with some of the losses. Because remember, at the beginning of his career, the Cavs were terrible, and it was just, hey, go ahead and shoot. And I don't think he really learned what it took to be accounted on every single night, to be a guy to lead your team to victory, to be a guy that picks other people up, to be a leader. I don't think that really happened early in his career. So Donovan had to come in and get that kind of jump started here over the last year. So it's nice to hear that conversation.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And might have more on that a little bit later on. There was college basketball last night. Give it up. Ohio State come from behind, win over Purdue. It's a nice win from Mr. Diebler.
All right.
I know some of us on the show still trying to figure out which Diebler it is that's walking up and down the sidelines.
John Diebler.
Well, we will play Know Your Dieblers.
Yeah, that's a
2 second trivia is at 7:45. You better be paying attention now. Your chance to go see Monster Jam at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
I like
you better
that.
Know your Diebler.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, do you know your Hurleys? Well, Dan Hurley is the 2-time defending national champion. And it seems like he's having a rough year. They're 18th ranked, but they're nowhere near as good as they've been the last few years. In fact, yesterday berated an official, telling them in his 2-point win over Butler that you don't turn your back on me. I'm the best coach in the blanking sport. He had more on that in postgame.
I just wish they would show these other coaches losing their minds at the officials in other Big East games that I'm coaching, where I look going into a timeout when I'm not talking to officials. I see the other coaches as demonstrative as I am. You know, the camera, obviously, I've created this for myself. I'm not no victim. But I just wish that they would not have the camera on me 90% of the time, unless they feel like it's driving ratings and more on Twitter that could put clips of me from a game and say, hey, look how big of a monster he is. He's yelling at a ref again. What a monster.
Is he the most self-absorbed coach in sports right now?
Buddy. I don't know if you've noticed the ratings for basketball, college basketball over the last umpteen years are kind of low. You are a star. And remember the last guy, people are drawn to basketball coaches, especially college basketball coaches who yell at refs. Jim Boeheim made a hell of a living yelling at referees for about 40 years. And was known as a guy who was a whiner and a hothead and gave refs a bunch of crap. Dan Hurley's the same way. So, yeah, they're going to show you. Of course it's driven by ratings. Don't be an idiot.
All right, he signed that 6-year, $50 million contract to stay with UConn after he passed up what was supposedly a Laker.
It's like $10 million a year for the Lakers.
Yeah.
That's what the rumor was.
This guy, like, we've had some big-time babies in college basketball over the years.
Oh,
I mean, me and you... You'll catch the two of us just sitting there playing old Bobby Knight recordings.
Oh, I have the one.
And we laugh and we laugh and we laugh.
I have the one committed to memory of the recording in the locker room. And I played it one time. My sons came walking in and they thought it was a recording of me. Which is, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Somebody you looked up to. Bobby Knight.
I'm leaving and you guys will run till you can't eat supper. Now, I'm tired of this bleep. I'm sick and bleeping tired of an 8-10 record. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and bleeping tired of losing to Purdue. I ain't here to bleep around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. And then he goes on.
Kenny used to look up to him. Now he looks down to him. That's it for about last night.
I wonder if I could kiss his ass with how he's buried.